USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Missouri River and its tributaries are inundating most of Nebraska, as well as much of Iowa and parts of Missouri. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she was shocked by what she saw from the air.
It's hard to really describe the devastation that we witnessed. It looked like an ocean. And I mean, I saw the top of grain bins. We saw buildings sliding. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, that's people's lives. Those are fifth generation farms.
Three deaths are blamed from the flooding. Farmers and ranchers in the flooded states estimate their losses will be in the billions of dollars. A federal jury has found that Roundup weed killer was a factor in a California man's cancer. This is the second case to go to trial over the alleged harms of the widely used chemical. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
During a White House news conference with Brazil's new president, President Trump said all options are open when it comes to Venezuela. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
While hosting the president of Brazil at the White House, President Trump says anything's on the table regarding Venezuela, including tougher sanctions.
We really haven't done the really tough sanctions yet. We can do the tough sanctions, and all options are open, so we may be doing that. But we haven't done the toughest of sanctions, as you know. We've done, I would say, right down the middle.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump continues his attacks on the late Senator John McCain, telling reporters he will never be a fan of McCain's, partly because of how he voted in repealing the Affordable Care Act.
He campaigned on repealing and replacing Obamacare for years, and then he got to a vote and he said thumbs down.
The president has been attacking McCain since 2015 when he said he didn't consider him a hero because he was captured during the Vietnam War. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A U.S. ally has imposed a major media crackdown. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Egypt's top media regulator putting into effect tighter restrictions, allowing the state to block websites and social media accounts with over 5,000 followers if they're deemed a threat to national security. The Supreme Media Regulatory Council is also able to impose stiff penalties, all without having to obtain a court order. Critics say some of the measures published in the Official Gazette late Monday are stricter than those approved by lawmakers last year. Prominent Egyptian journalists are calling the measures unconstitutional, saying they grant far-reaching powers to authorities to censor the media in violation of basic press freedoms. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Efforts continue in New Zealand to identify the 50 people gunned down during a shooting rampage at two mosques. New Zealand Police Commissioner Mike Bush says the FBI and other national agencies are helping out.
We're also working very closely with other countries, our other Five Eyes partners, in terms of cooperation around the profiles, the travel, etc., to build a comprehensive picture of this person that we will put before the court.
The first funeral has been held for a father and son that were killed in the attack. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.